Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
So let's go to the key we've been studying all month from Isaiah 42 and verse 22. And we are in the school of the Spirit this morning, you know. So once you're in the school of the Spirit, he's going to teach you. Okay? So listen, let's read together. Isaiah 42, verse 22. Let's read. But these people rob and plunder. Two words. What happened to these people? They rob and plunder. Get that. Now, this is Isaiah the prophet was writing to us as if he's talking to me and you right now. For this people, for our people, rob and plunder. Let's read. All of them are snare in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are prey, and no one delivers. Sound like my time. Sound like the age that I'm living in. Sound like the days right now that I'm living in. And I could say, this is the day of this prophecy is in my eye and among me. I'm going to show it to you this morning. Let's read it. For plunder, and no one say,
restore.
You find a lot of people struggling, and no one cares. Yesterday, while we were out there, we want to pray for people, and we see the result. They can't cry, restore. Somebody has got to cry, restore. Because they are robbed. They are plundered. They're in prison house. They are snare. When people are in deep trouble, they have no time to say restore. They're in their misery. That Isaiah 42 and verse 22. The prophet. Let's look at another prophet. Malachi. Malachi chapter 4 verse 6. So Isaiah was before Malachi. Malachi is the last book. So let's look what Malachi said. Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. Let's read together. And he will return the heart of the father to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Think about it. Isn't this happening right now? The heart of the father is not with the kids. And the heart of the kids is not with the father. So we have a mess. There's a mess going on. Malachi is the last book, Old Testament. So it's the bridge to the new. So if you know, Malachi bridge the new. And the last thing says there, as a matter of fact, I want you to back up and look at verse 5 in Malachi. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Let me tell you, there's a coming. There's a coming. There's a coming of that great day. And it's not going to be a day of redemption. It's not going to be a day of redemption. You know what Malachi called it? A dreadful day of the Lord. But before that happened, he said, he's going to make sure one more last time, he's going to give Elijah. He's going to give us. So we have Elijah in the world right now. And Elijah is crying out, restore, restore. There are a lot of Elijah in the world, but are we hearing? We have ears, but do we what? Hear. So we see Isaiah says to us, people are plundered, people are in prison house, people are snared, people are robbed. He said that condition is terrible. And no one cry what? Restore. Malachi says, the heart of the father is away from the children. The children's heart is away from the father. The home is a mess. The home is plunder. The home is robbed. That's what he's saying. How many children, how many sons is robbed of their father? How many father is robbed of their children? There's a mess going on. So when we move into the New Testament, John 10 and verse 10 tells us why. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. So there's a thief among us. There's a what? A thief among us. And his job is to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And he is doing it. All around us we can see that. The people are plundered. They live in fear. It says they are living in prison houses. So that means you are in prison in your own house. There's so many people. Their house is terror. Their house is not a house of peace, not a house of joy, not a house of love, but rather a house of terror. Because there is an adversary. There is an adversary, a destroyer, a devil. So this morning when we look at the text, we see the condition that exists right now. And we are in that season before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. John warned us. Isaiah warned us. Malachi warned us. We need to take heed. I want to spend a little bit of time to talk about restoring our father. Malachi 5 verse 6 says that the father must come back because things are not going to get better until their homes have fathers. It has to set. That's where it starts. God is our father. He's eternal father. God has a family. You think the family of God, as God the Father put us here, we are his children, he wants us to be fatherless? No way. See, this is our word. As heaven, everything is order with God, so shall the earth be. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. We pray like this, our heavenly Father. See, when we pray, we say our what? Heavenly Father. That tells us we have a what? Earthly Father. So since the devil knows that, he takes the men of their home. And he's clever. He do it in a couple ways. He'll do it by a lot of our men is in the military. A lot of our men are in the military. And that's a good service. So a whole portion of our men gone to the military. Okay? Another portion of our men are in prison. I want you to see what's going on. So here's a large portion of the men are fighting for our country, serving in the military. Not in home. And then a large portion is in prison, not in home. And another large portion of our men are on the street. They were on the street. They are struggling with the spirit of addiction. They are struggling with such a serious, because the thief come to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. So we have, if you check that, and I don't have a statistic in it, and I want you to check the statistic of the number of men in the military, the number of men in prison, and the number of men that are on the street. I want you to think about that. And then there's this other group of men that leave. And people don't like to talk about it, but they become homosexual. There's another group. I'm teaching good this morning because I'm showing you what the Bible says in Isaiah 42, 22. It's the people that are robbed. There's the people that are plundered. There's the people that are living in prison houses because no one is brave enough to say, restore. Because no one is brave enough to speak the truth. No one is willing enough to speak truth to power. Restore. So we have this old group of men. I'm putting them in right perspective. I'm not trying to make it up. It's a whole group of men here, over here. So what happened to the home? What happened to the ladies? Because God's plan is for man and a woman to live together and to produce families. That's the plan of God. That's the order of God. A man and a woman living together as husband and wife and produce family. Produce the family. The devil's plan is to destroy the family. And so the woman is left to be the father. It is impossible for a woman to be a father. I'm going to say it right now. No woman can be no father. It is impossible. They don't have that in them. It's impossible. They can't. A woman is a nurturer. A mother is a nurturer. The father is the one that has that peace in him to complement the mother. When I was growing up, one of the most powerful words that my mother can say to us, just wait till your father comes. That's one of the most powerful words that she can ever speak. All that she's saying is she tried and tried and tried to get things in order, and we won't. Then she says, okay, just wait till your father comes. And we realize, what time is it right away? We do realize what time is it. So the devil knows that because when a mother and a father are united, that is powerful in the home. When mom and dad saying the same thing, you can't get around that. So the devil will pull and make the separation and give the mom the role of a father or give the father the role of a mother. It doesn't work neither. Let me just tell you, no man can be a mother. It doesn't work that way. He can't nurture that kid. Because all we know, I tell you to do this, you better do it. We don't have that nurturing spirit in us. See, the mom has that. When we say, you better do what I tell you. Just get it done. It's going to be all good. See, that's the part that mothers play. Dad can play those roles. Can play, not at all. Every father in here know that. He can play those roles. Don't answer. I tell my kid, I don't know how to be your friend. I just know how to be your father. One gear in me, father. I just know how to correct you, tell you what to do. I don't know how to pat you in the shower.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.